Garrick the Cooper was a giant of a man, tall in stature and generous of heart. His thick, unruly grey mane and beard gave him a wild appearance, but his eyes shone with good humour and kind intelligence. His great horse pulled a large wagon, now empty, which earlier had been filled with barrels, barrels that the cooper had delivered to a nearby abbey, and now Garrick whistled with gusto as he made his way home. The whistler had travelled but a short distance when he came upon a dwarf child slumped against the stump of a tree. The child seemed lifeless, so Garrick stepped down to see what could be done. When he touched the little body, he felt a fevered brow and saw pleading red eyes turn to look up at him. The man lifted the limp child up and gave him a drink from his water flask.
"Lad, why are you here alone and ill?" he asked.
"Sir," began a sad and weary voice, "my mother has been dead these 3 years. The villagers say that my father is a thief, and that I too am evil. They will help me no longer, so they put me out to fend for myself, sir."
"As sick as you are?"
Garrick asked with a taut anger.
The boy nodded. "And I thank you, sir, for I have had naught to eat or drink for several days."
"And is your father a thief, son?"
"I know not, sir, for I never knew him."
"And are you evil?"
the man questioned.
"No more, sir, than any other of Adam's race that I can see," the boy replied.
A roll of thunderous laughter escaped Garrick.
"Well said, my lad,"
he declared, as he lifted the child up and placed him gently on some soft rags in the empty wagon.
"We'll give you the opportunity to find out."
With that, the boy fell asleep on the rags, and the cooper went on his way. When he came near his home, Garrick saw his young wife, Megan, running down the path from their cottage to greet him. He smiled broadly and caught her up, swinging her around, for she was slight and light as a feather. As she spun in the air, she spied the small bundle in the back of the wagon.
"And what is this?"
Megan asked with interest as she swept up the wisps of chestnut hair that had tumbled down onto her shoulders.
"A dwarf child I found sick and abandoned," her husband replied.
"Oh, my dear,"
she exclaimed with sympathy.
"I think we can accommodate him, and at least see that he regains his strength."
"Why, yes,"
Megan agreed, her eyes widening brightly as she jumped up, kissed her husband, and ran ahead to make ready a bed in the cubby beside their hearth. Here the sleeping child was laid, and Megan stroked his brow with cool, damp cloths, plying him with a white willow bark brew before joining her husband at their table.
"Should he not eat?"
Megan whispered anxiously. "If he has not eaten in days."
"Aye, my good wife, but first he must sleep. Your ministrations have lessened his fever, and perhaps now he can rest."